Hi, I'm Leandro.
I'm Aileen.
And I'm Alice.
And we will talk about alcohol versus other drugs. Drugs are widely debated to be so bad, but what about alcohol? They are so common and sometimes as addictive as various drugs, but they are legalized, so they are not seen as dangerous. It is too bad to see that many teens, at least in Brazil, where we have lived for a long period of our lives, they start entering the world of alcohol, and some scientists say it's the most worrying drug because of its legalization and the things it can cause, like hundreds of accidents and possibly deaths. So what do you guys think about alcohol versus other drugs? Like, for example, the fact that it's legalized in almost all of the world.
I think the people consider the alcohol less dangerous than the other drugs, but sometimes the alcohol can be so much more dangerous, and they don't think about.
Yeah,
and I think alcohol in Brazil is much more common. And many young people here in U.S. have never drunk alcohol, but have as in vape and cigarettes.
Yeah, and it's interesting because here in the U.S., alcohol isn't such a big deal. Like, it's pretty common, but you don't see it as much as, for example, vape. That's becoming a big problem. But in Brazil, we almost never see like cigarettes and vape and stuff like that. And here, the main problem is like vape, and that's becoming more of a situation here, because even though alcohol still is very common, because I think it's because of the age that is legalized, because in Brazil it's 18 years old and here 21.
These drugs can cause many psychological problems and depression as well.
Yeah, and one cause of the anxiety and depression is the drugs and alcohol. But the people use drugs and alcohol for these problems.
Yeah.
So it's a circle.
Yeah, they wanna get better, but using alcohol and other drugs for anxiety and depression just makes it worse. Okay, now I will be doing an interview and asking their opinion on alcohol versus other drugs. Okay, so our group is doing about alcohol versus other drugs, and do you think people think alcohol is less dangerous than other drugs?
Sometimes, yes. Depends on what the other drug is.
Okay.
Like, I think everyone thinks like heavier drugs like heroin and cocaine and stuff is worse, but sometimes it's kind of, I don't know, it's toned down.
Yeah. How many people do you think that are addicted to like alcohol and other drugs, you think that they can get fully treated? How many, like, the percentage?
Not a lot, I think, because, I don't know, I would say 40 or 50%.
Well, actually, it's only about 11%, so what do you think about that?
That's sad. That stings.
How many do you think students at school, like a percentage all, do you think that drinks alcohol regularly?
I think less than they do, like, because nowadays it's kind of like juuling and stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot less, but I think it's a lot. Like, I think if people juul and stuff like that, then they probably drink sometimes too. But, yeah.
And how do you think people that are addicted to, like, alcohol can start getting away and start to stop drinking and vaping and stuff like that?
Probably when the damage that's being done is clearer.
Yeah.
Because I think people, when they start drinking, they kind of drink occasionally, but when they realize it makes them feel better sometimes, they start to drink regularly, like when they feel bad and stuff like that, which is dangerous. So, I'm not sure.
Okay, thank you. Now I will ask each one in the room some fast questions. Number one, what percentage of the school do you think drinks?
I think 70%.
Maybe 60%.
So like 20%.
50 to 60%.
Like 60 or 70%.
40% probably.
Question number two is, how many people in the school do you think uses other drugs?
I think 30%.
I think 50%.
Then 30%.
I think 70%.
75%.
I think about 50%.
50%.
Okay, that's all, and thank you very much for listening.